This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 17th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Budget consequences at EPA. California's locomotive regs targeted, and USDA pressed on survey cuts. Some EPA pesticide work being delayed. EPA is on track to meet our court-ordered deadlines to complete strategies to reduce the impacts of herbicides and insecticides on endangered species. That's the word from a top pesticide official from the agency who spoke yesterday at CropLife America's 2024 regulatory conference. Some other actions at the Office of Pesticide Programs are being delayed, however. Deputy Assistant Administrator for Pesticide Programs, Jake Lee, said the fiscal 24 spending deal cut his office budget by $6 million, down to $133 million. Fees collected through the Pesticide Registration Improvement Act also were down $6 million, further limiting the office resources. Among the impacts, some delays in pesticide registrations and in IT modernization efforts and fewer crop tours for OPP staff, Lee said. He told AgriPulse the herbicide and insecticide strategies are on track to be released on schedule. The draft version of the insecticide plan is due July 30. The final herbicide plan is due August 30. You can read more about the issue in the AgriPulse weekly newsletter being released today. Senators opposed California's mandated transition to zero-emission locomotives. A bipartisan group of senators is appealing to EPA to block a California ban on diesel-powered locomotives over 23 years old, starting in 2030. The California Air Resources Board approved the rule in April 23 with the goal of reducing local air pollution and pushing the transition to zero-emission engines. However, it's had a rocky rollout due to litigation and other barriers. EPA is considering a waiver request from CARB under the Clean Air Act that would allow the regulation to take full effect. In a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan, senators led by Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts urged the agency to consider the broad impacts that approving the waiver could have on rail operations in California and North America. Omaha is the headquarters of Union Pacific. The 12 senators are arguing the rule could put the supply chain at risk by requiring railroads to install, quote, largely unproven technology in the locomotives. Additionally, the California rule could have a greater ripple effect on the economy if other states choose to adopt the regulation. If the EPA were to approve CARB's authorization request, the results would be devastating for the rail industry and, subsequently, the economy as a whole, the senators write. Tai back on the Hill to defend trade policy. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai faces the Senate Finance Committee today in a second straight day of questioning about President Biden's trade policy. Yesterday, she pushed back against GOP allegations that U.S. farmers were hurting because of the administration's failure to pursue new tariff-lowering free trade agreements. Tai suggested such deals could pit one sector against another and that it was important to avoid doing that. Tai assured lawmakers she was working to reduce several ag trade barriers, including Mexico's ban on biotech corn. Take note. More than 30 farm groups have signed a letter to Tai urging the administration to recommit to an aggressive trade agenda to meaningfully expand export opportunities for U.S. food and agriculture products. The letter continued, "Export markets are essential for our survival, and comprehensive trade agreements and elimination of tariff and non-tariff barriers help ensure U.S. agriculture can compete on an even playing field and in our export markets." By the way, Tai told Texas GOP Representative Jody Arrington she would look into complaints that Mexico isn't fulfilling critical commitments for water and the Rio Grande Valley. The issue recently forced the shutdown of the last sugarcane mill in South Texas. Under a 1944 treaty, Mexico is supposed to deliver 1.75 million acre-feet of water over a five-year period. Now, for more on Ty's testimony, you can read our weekly newsletter. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op of the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA pressed to restore surveys. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall is criticizing the decision by USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service to discontinue its July cattle inventory survey, a county-level crops and livestock survey, and an objective yield survey for cotton. In a letter to USDA, Duvall said the decision to cancel the July cattle report, quote, runs counter to previous commitments to improve fair, competitive, and transparent markets. He wrote that by canceling the July cattle report, NAS canceled one of the very tent poles of cattle market transparency. He also says the decision could hinder land-grant universities from conducting crop and livestock research. He requested the agency, quote, reconsider the decision to discontinue this critical reporting. Now take note, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told ag journalists this week that conducting surveys can be expensive, and said concerned farmers should take their concerns up with the congressional appropriators who USDA's annual spending bill. When you're faced with a limited budget, you have to prioritize, the secretary said. FDA tallies 90 cases from tainted cinnamon applesauce. The Food and Drug Administration is transitioning its investigation of lead and chromium in cinnamon applesauce porches to focus on surveillance, prevention, and compliance. FDA's Coordinated Outbreak Response and Evaluation Network received 200 reports of issues potentially linked to recalled applesauce, but was only able to confirm 90 cases as of January 31st. FDA's leading hypothesis is that the contamination was a result of economically motivated adulteration of the cinnamon used in the pouches. The investigation launched in October 2023 and led to a voluntary recall of Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree products. Shortly after, the recall was expanded to include certain Schnucks and Weis cinnamon applesauce pouches. Iowa environmental public health groups ask EPA to intervene on drinking water contamination. The Iowa Environmental Council and other public health partners have petitioned the EPA to address nitrate contamination in drinking water sources in parts of the state. The state's Environmental Protection Commission adopted rules at its meeting Tuesday for animal feeding operations that mostly rejected calls for tougher regulations. In the petition, groups including Food and Water Watch and the Environmental Law and Policy Center push EPA to take immediate action under the Safe Drinking Water Act to address ongoing pollution, especially in the karst region of the state. The rules adopted by the Environmental Protection Commission show that the state doesn't care about protecting drinking water if it means imposing any cost or requirements on agriculture. We need EPA intervention to protect Iowans from ongoing pollution, said Josh Mandelbaum, senior attorney for ELPC, in a release. Last year, groups in Minnesota similarly asked the EPA to take emergency action to address nitrate contamination in drinking water. In November 2023, the agency sided with the advocates and decided the state must develop a plan. Here's today's She Said It. They won't change what they did in 2017 any more than we will change what we did. So we should just call it a draw here. That Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow comparing Democrat passage of the Inflation Reduction Act to the GOP's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Talking to journalists, she reiterated her goal of preserving the climate smart focus of any IRA conservation funding that is moved into the Farm Bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 17th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.